Coming up in August, one of the great events, if you are a professional wrestling fan, or even not, there are some wrestlers that sort of transcend professional wrestling, and their names become part of our everyday vocabulary. And one such man, the true living legend of professional wrestling, the one and only Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, I know you're getting ready for Wrestle Reunion, pal.
Oh, I sure am. I gotta tell you, you know, for Wrestle Reunion 1, I never expected it was going to be that great, that spectacular, and I'll tell you, I was so it was such a big event and such a wonderful event where you had such a great opportunity to meet with so many fans that when Wrestle Reunion 2 was coming up and the date was set and all that, I was thrilled because I certainly had a great time that time meeting and talking to so many fans, and I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Well, it's a little bit different this time, Bruno, and let me set the stage for everybody. I think most wrestling historians are aware of it, but it was 25 years ago at Shea Stadium, New York, when Bruno Sammartino took on, well, I guess politely we would say your protege at the time, the man who calls himself the living legend, Larry Zbyszko, in a steel cage match, and it is 25 years later, and I don't think Larry's quite forgiven you for what happened there, Bruno.
Yeah, 25 years have gone by, which it's unbelievable. It's kind of scary where these years went by, and Zbyszko, of course, is always maintained that he showed the young master showed the old master who was who.
What, by breaking a chair over your back? I mean, I could do that, Bruno.
but anyway, there's been so much talk and controversy from that time to now, and here's 25 years later, and we're in a. In a certain way, we're going to be meeting again, and it's going to be right at Wrestle Reunion 2.
I find it interesting. You know, I've called 100 Larry Zbyszko matches, and Larry and I, you know, did play-by-play on, you know, 1,000 matches together, and he would always work in the same thing, Bruno. I retired Bruno Sammartino. I retired Nick Bockwinkel, and that's kind of interesting because Bockwinkel is the commissioner of this event, so he's going to show up right outside of Philly and look eye-to-eye with Bruno Sammartino and Nick Bockwinkel, arguably two of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time.
Well, that's Larry. What can I tell you? You know, Larry was a very, very talented wrestler. I have to give him that. He was absolutely a tremendous talent in the ring. But some of the claims he has made are erroneous. Nobody retired Bruno Sammartino except Bruno Sammartino.
Exactly.
There comes a time in our lives, no matter what career you're in, it comes a time when it's time to move on. And, of course, with me, the time had come. I had suffered some very serious injuries. As you know, I broke my neck in 1976, mm-hmm. and I had severe back injuries. And so it reached a point where, as much as I loved the game, but age and all these things caught up with you, and it was time to leave. And I kind of resented Zbyszko keep making these claims all over the country that that he put me out of the business in. He retired me, and he did such a number on me in Shea Stadium or whatever. And of course, you know, as they say, the heat goes on because I've kind of resented him for making all these claims because they're not true.
Unfortunately, I was not at Shea Stadium. I've seen the videotape 1,000 times, and I got to tell you, with all due respect, what Larry did, you looked like a one-man blood drive after that match, Bruno. Like a one-man blood drive. I mean, you gave more blood that day than any one human being I've ever seen.
You mean the way I was bleeding?
Well, I mean, collectively, I mean, the whole place was pretty red.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happened? He tore some of the paddings off the buckle, and then when I was whipped against them, it really sliced. I got my arm cut up pretty good. Mm. And then, of course, above the eye and on my eye, I still have a pretty good-sized scar. So, yeah, you're right. There's no question about it. A lot of blood was spilled on that in that cage match in Shea Stadium. I think a little bit of his blood was spilled too, though. Combined, it was a lot of blood, yes.
Oh, absolutely. There's another thing I find very intriguing about this, and I don't know if you've given it any consideration, Bruno, and I don't even know if Larry in his arrogance has thought about it as well, and that is, you've got Bruno Sammartino, the Abruzzi strong boy, but the pride of Pennsylvania, and Larry Zbysko, also the pride of Pennsylvania. I mean, you guys are pretty much representing the Keystone State once again at Wrestle Reunion 2.
Well, that's absolutely true, because Larry, I'm sure people know, Larry grew up here in Pittsburgh, and in fact, he wrestled for a school called the Allegheny School, which is very well known for its wrestling program, and of course I'm a good bit older than him, and he used to almost spy when he was a young kid, you know, 16, 17 years old, for the day that I'd come home, because he didn't live too far from me, and that's how we met, and he constantly was telling me he wanted to become a professional wrestler. He was telling me that I was his idol, and he wanted to know if I could ever work out with him. So I used to come home maybe twice a month, and those twice a month I'd come home, Larry would be around, and I promised him that I would help him if he continued this wrestling in high school and go on to college. To his credit, he did. He wrestled in high school. He did very, very well. He went on to college, and then after college, he came to me and he said, well, he said, you promised you'd help me get into professional wrestling. So I worked out with him. We trained this every opportunity we had, and then I started to get him fixed up with some different smaller promotion around the country. And I must say, to his credit, he was a hard worker, very, very talented, and slowly started building himself into a quite a reputation. And finally, the big times in New York, but that's where he lost his patience. He wanted to get there right now. He didn't want to wait anymore, and he was tired of being Bruno Sammartino's protege. He wanted to show the world that he was better than the men that had trained him, and that's how this whole thing came about.
That's the part I don't get, Bruno, and I appreciate that you're being respectful of Larry, because the truth is that the wrestling profession should be respectful of Larry Zbysko. He's been a champion within the WWF, and was a champion within the old NWA, and a champion WCW, and a champion with the AWA. I mean, the guy has probably got as many, if not more, belts than most people, but he still insists on trying to grab the glory from, I'm the guy that retired Bruno Sammartino. I quite honestly, Bruno, I just don't get it.
Well, I don't get that part either, because I get angry at that. But you are right in one front here. I've never, in all the times I've been interviewed, I've never suggested that Larry was not a great talent. That would be very erroneous to make such a remark, because he is extremely talented, and there's no question that Larry made quite a reputation for himself, as you just said, with different titles and so forth and so on. That's the tragedy, that he did not need to bring, come out with such arrogance, because his talent spoke for itself. Everywhere he went, he established himself as a top-notch wrestler. He could go in there with anyone. I mean, you know, he was just a tremendous, tremendous talent. However, he has turned off a lot of people because of making unjust claims, and too many times he has shown little respect for those that he should respect.
I'm going to take an opportunity to ask you a question that I think a lot of wrestling historians and longtime fans have always wondered, and that is what I've always called, Bruno, the greatest match that never was. And in my mind, that would have been a match between Bruno Sammartino and Vern Gagne. That match never happened, and I think fans would have loved to have seen that happen. Do you ever regret not hooking up with Vern at all?
Sure, I have regrets, because I've had such great respect for Vern Gagne. Vern Gagne was one of the really giants in the wrestling world. This was a class act, a guy who has such credentials that are unbelievable. Unfortunately, throughout our careers, he was with the AWA, I was with the WWF, and in those days, with the different organization, different promoters, sometimes they would try to bring on matches between the different organizations. Sometimes it happened, sometimes it didn't. With Vern, it never happened with Vern and I, but that never took anything away, as far as I'm concerned, as to what Vern Gagne was as meant to the business. And yes, I do wish that we would have had that opportunity. Sadly, unfortunately, never happened. But Vern, I've always had the utmost respect and always will have in the wrestling business.
The Wrestle Reunion event is actually 3 days, Bruno. One night is a wonderful tribute dinner to you, and then one day is pretty much devoted to the fans, where they get to come and they get to meet all the legendary wrestlers who have gathered right outside of Philadelphia. You, Larry, Diamond Dallas Page, of course, and I want to talk to you about DDP. Mick Foley's going to be there. The Funk Brothers, Dory and Terry Funk, are going to be there. The Hitman, Bret Hart, is going to be there. Wendy Richter is going to be there. The list goes on and on of champions. It's really an amazing collection of superstars from professional wrestling that are going to be meeting in the King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there's no question about it. That's just like I'm saying, Wrestle Reunion 1 impressed me. This one even more so. But you know what? With all these great names and legends that you've just mentioned, but for me, one of the nicest thing and the fun thing that I look forward to, that I enjoyed so much in Wrestle Reunion 1, and that is that throughout my career, you traveled so much. You know, you've traveled all over the country, all over the world, and you never had too many opportunities to really, really be with the fans as like an event like this. As far as I know, this is the first time, well, the second time, because it's Wrestle Reunion 2, mm-hmm. where someone has brought in so many great legends together for all these fans to be with, and most importantly, to have guys like me to have an opportunity to mingle with these fans, to answer a question, to take a photo with them, to hear their remarks. It's just something that is so wonderful. I so enjoyed it in Tampa, and I'm really looking forward to even over here, because the fans have been so supportive. I know throughout my career, they were so, so supportive, and I always regretted that you didn't have much opportunities to be with them, and now you have that opportunity, and I welcome it very, very much.
I'm so glad you bring that up, because it's always been my feeling and the feeling of other announcers and certainly professional wrestlers that the good part of an event like this or a major event is, if you will, Bruno, just getting to hang around with the boys. I mean, I'm looking forward to hooking up again with Dusty Rhodes and Bobby Heenan and Jimmy Hart and guys that I've done play-by-play with for so many years. And, of course, you know, Dusty, a great champion himself, and Heenan, you know, what can you say about him as, well, let's just say as a manager, but certainly the guy made his mark in professional wrestling.
Well, yeah, when you talk about Heenan, he was a terrific manager, but he was also a wrestler. I mean, he wrestled many a time.
Oh, I know. I know he did.
So
I know
he was on both ends of it. There was quite a few of us who were wrestlers and who also did some commentating. As you know, I did some years of
sure.
it. And a lot of these other fellas that you mentioned did the same thing. But there again, the big thing is that at one time, to have all these people put together, this is quite a feat, because in the past, in all the years that I've been involved in wrestling, I've never seen anything like it, to where anyone was able to get so many of the best, the very best that ever existed in the world of wrestling, and to get them all together for this three-day event that we're going to have. I mean, this is something I just would have never believed it would have ever happened. And here it is. It's happening again here at the last part of August. And it's just like, it's hard to believe that it could be done, that you could get so many of these legends together. It's just awesome.
It truly is wonderful, not only certainly for those of us involved, but this has got to be a fan's dream come true. Bruno, I'd mentioned Diamond Dallas Page earlier, and you know, still a young man, certainly, and he's a champion. What is his involvement? Is he going to be your second at Wrestle Reunion? Do I understand that correctly?
No, actually, I'm going to be his second.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
What happened was that Zbyszko, here he set a challenge, which offends me, because at my age, everybody knows I've had some very major back surgeries, hip replacement, other injuries that I've had. And I've been out of wrestling for 25 years.
I know.
So when Dallas Page heard about it, he was infuriated because he was a kid and he remembers the big feud with me and Zbyszko.
He grew up in Jersey.
And he
yeah.
said, please, can I accept this challenge in your behalf? And I said, well, you know, it's fine with me. So when he did, Zbyszko had one thing he wanted. He said that after he beats Dallas Page, he wants 5 minutes in there with me just to smack me around, so to speak. Well, I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what. First of all, I don't believe he's going to get past Dallas Page.
No way.
Number one, Dallas Page is a tremendous wrestler.
Yes.
Number two, Zbyszko has to realize, too, that as I am about 20-some years, or 25 years older than he is, he, too, is about maybe, I don't know, 15 years older than Page.
Exactly.
That does play a role here. But I also explained that if he should get past Dallas Page, of course, I'm not kidding anybody in suggesting that I'm the man I used to be in that ring. But as I did a little video in answering Zbyszko's challenge, and I think I showed him that don't think that I've just become an older man sitting around watching on TV and maybe having a beer and just eating popcorn. So I showed him what I look like at this stage of my life by taking my shirt off.
I saw that clip, Bruno.
And I said to him, so, pal, if you think that you're looking at a real old man, you might be in for a little surprise.
I get the impression Larry thought he was going to go to an AARP meeting. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bruno, because I want to direct everybody to the website. It's www.WrestleReunion.com. And you've got all the information on Wrestle Reunion, too. But one of the high points of the website now is the interview with Bruno Sammartino and the interview with Larry Zbyszko. And as we said, Bruno, 25 years after the fact, and I think Larry's still grinding an axe with you, pal.
Yeah, I know. And that's he claims that, of course, he's saying that down in Wrestle Reunion 1 that I snubbed him. And that's absolutely not true. I never saw him. Like I said, to me, as much as I would have loved to have seen all of the wrestlers, the former wrestlers, I did get to see a number of them. But we had so many fans, and I felt that the top priority was to sign autographs, mm-hmm. to answer questions, to take photographs, do interviews, all to accommodate the fans. And so, and that's what happened, because I would have felt terrible if I had left there feeling that I had not done my best to accommodate the fans, because I think that they have to come first.
Well,
so he could make all the accusations and so forth, but he was wrong. He was absolutely wrong.
That's right. And there are two things, Bruno. Number one, you have to consider the source, and the source is Larry Zbyszko. And the other thing is, as much as, you know, those of us participating dig it, this is the fans' event. This is a collection at one time, and really one time only, of virtually every legend that ever walked through the ropes and into the ring. It's amazing, Bruno.
It's absolutely amazing. And as much as guys like me would love the opportunity to sit down with all of these legends and spend time with them, but that would be a bit on the selfish part.
Sure.
As much as I look forward and hoping to see as many of these guys as one could possibly see, but still the main focus, and we cannot forget that, the main focus has to be the fans. These are the people that we have got to do the best we can to accommodate in every which way, because that's who it's really for.
Bruno, if you don't mind, if I can call you maybe in a week or 10 days as we get a little bit closer to Wrestle Reunion and get some of your thoughts as we get closer to the event and just get everybody excited about, as we've said, really a once-in-a-lifetime event coming up in August at just right outside of Philadelphia. King of Prussia, Pennsylvania is exactly where it's going to be. Bruno, you know, I never, ever, ever mean disrespect to anybody like Vern Gagne or Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair or men like that, but Bruno, you are the living legend, my friend. You are the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, you know, thank you very, very much. It's very, very kind of you. And before we get off, I got to tell you something. When you hear that martial voice, man, you are the broadcaster. You have the voice for it. That's the greatest voice for broadcasting. Honest to gosh.
Oh, thanks, bro. And I'll talk to you soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Pennsylvania.
Looking forward to it very, very much, and you take care, and looking forward to talking to you again.